Hi, I'm Mike Sainsbury, welcoming you to this ASI cast. Norway was an early adopter of electronic radio audience measurement, and now the country is leading the world as they move towards a fully digital radio market in 2017. Ahead of this year's radio conference in Venice, we asked Christian Tolonen, research director of NRK, to ask Tor Eide, a media researcher at the broadcaster, to give us an idea of how the market is preparing for such a radical move. Christian.
Good morning, everybody, or good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. This is Christian Tolonen talking from the NRK. I'm sitting here with Tor Eide, who is our senior radio researcher here at NRK and who will also be speaking at the ASI in Venice. Are you looking forward to it, Tor?
Yeah, I am. The previous conference I've been to has been interesting. So I haven't participated as a speaker before, so that will be a new experience.
I'm sure it will be great. Things are happening with radio in Norway, and there's four digits there. The year 2017. What's going to happen with radio in Norway then?
Well, that's the big question. It's going to be an exciting journey towards 2017, and we're preparing as good as we possibly can to get the digitalization and make it happen, and we are trying to figure out how to attack the challenge, and we have established quite a few channels, both at NRK and amongst the commercial side in Norway. So we are good to go, and but the big question is how the listeners will grasp or take the transition.
Yes, because the big thing is FM will be shut down, and we have all decided to do it, right?
Yep.
So, but how is radio doing currently while we're waiting for the absolute shutdown?
It's doing okay. The market is quite stable when it comes to reach and time spent listening. So we haven't seen any major drops, or we haven't seen any growth either. So it's stable.
Have the young listeners stopped listening to radio?
No.
No, he said quite clearly. the radio market, is that changing in any way? The offering, any channels and stuff like that?
Yeah, before we started our journey towards the digitalization, we had five national stations. Currently, we have 24.
That's a big change.
It's a big change.
What type of channels are they? What are the new channels?
Mostly music and entertainment, with some news on top of the hour.
So public service channels are also news and entertainment?
Some of them,
yeah. Mm. This is a big change, and there's no other country in the world that has yet decided to shut down FM and set a complete date for it. How is it possible that it will actually happen? What were the reasons that this was decided?
Both the public service and the commercial side agreed that this was a good idea. We had a plan from the government, with the criteria that we need to meet the criteria, five criteria, and we did that, and we have everybody the whole market wanted to do this, and I think that's the main reason that we're doing it.
Mm.
Both the public service and the commercial side are joint venture.
Mm. Yes, absolutely necessary to get it done. Mm. The big difference here in terms of other media, there has been not that much change for other media. The TV viewing, well, there has been change for TV viewing has been going down, newspaper reading has been going down, but radio has been really stable.
Yep.
Why do you think radio is so important to people?
It's several reasons. It's a kind of a radio is a former head of radio in at NRK said that the main reason that people use radio is that you can do other things besides
yes.
using radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a companion during the day, and it gives you news when it happens. And it gives you laughter, and it gives you information, and it gives you entertainment.
Mm-hmm. And then Norwegians still drive cars, don't
yeah,
they?
They do.
And radio is important in cars.
Yeah.
How will digitization go with cars? Is that okay?
That's the big question. That's the big question.
Yeah.
We have seen a positive tendency when it comes to DAB receivers in radio, in cars, but it's still a long way to go to get the car part ready for the transition.
Mm. Let's talk about some numbers here before we talk about food and venison and nice stuff. How many percent of the population, of the radio listeners, are listening digitally currently?
57. Or the last second quarter, 55.
Okay.
But for half of the first year, half year, it was 57.
And how many people, how large a percent of the population are listening to radio in Norway?
70.
Mm. How long do they listen?
An hour and a half.
That's a little bit less than in many other countries.
Yeah, it is.
But is it stable?
Yeah, it's stable. And it was the same in 2014, and it was the same in 2013. So it's stable.
Mm. But at the same time, Norway is a quite advanced market. There's a lot of, for example, radio streaming and music streaming also. But still, radio hasn't changed that much. Mm. Any thoughts about that?
It's content, not music, but content. Music is content, but it's between the content between the songs. That's is the reason.
Radio is special.
Yeah.
And the ASI, is it special too?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going back to Venice. And we've been there before, we've driven the boats, and we've been to the restaurants. Anything in particular you like to see in Venice this time?
I've never been to Venice.
Okay, so that was
already so my first time. I wasn't at the ASI last time I was in Venice.
Oh, that's true.
Unfortunately.
That's good for you, because it was good. Any thoughts on the radio part of the summer since the last time you were there? Have you looked at the program?
Not thoroughly, but it seems very interesting.
Yes.
I look forward to it.
One of the big questions seems always to have been how we measure radio. And many years ago, we noticed at the ASI that people were quite focused on diaries and K-Tester surveys and stuff like that. And we started with electronic measurement in 2007. How has it gone?
2006.
2006, sorry, Tor. So you're the radio researcher, I'm the boss. So any thoughts on having electronic measurement on radio? Has there been any regrets?
No.
No. And having electronic measurement now when we're moving into digitization, is it?
It's essential.
What is it?
Because when back in 2006, when we started out, the market was pretty simple for the listeners, now it's not that simple. So to get people to remember every channel they are listening to during a day, it's impossible. Without the electronic measurement, we wouldn't stand a chance to measure all the radio channels. Not even during a whole day. And if we're going to break it down to day parts, it would be impossible.
And with electronic measurement, you actually get per minute.
Yeah.
So there will be some challenges with sample sizes for smaller channels.
Definitely.
But you also mentioned earlier that there's now currently 26 national channels
24.
On 24 national radio channels on DAB. And how many could there potentially be?
About 40.
Okay, it's kind of hard to ask people about 40 radio channels.
Yeah, you don't have a chance to do that.
No. Okay. So. Today, this is Oslo, and today there's 3 degrees outside. The frost is already on the grass, and it will be really nice to go to a warmer place with colder drinks, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Okay, thank you, Todd.
Thanks.
You've been listening to an ASI cast, our regular series of interviews and chats, available at the ASI website at asiconferences.com.